Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Question. What do you do when trying to overcome it? Or can you? You know what I'm talking about? Discouragement. What is good, world? This is Rod Manuel with the Double Edge Factor, and peace and blessings unto you. Today, I want to talk about something we all face but don't always want to admit. Those moments when discouragement hits us like a ton of bricks. But before we get going, like, follow, and hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, or you can follow the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you will have access to all of our social media outlets. You know what I'm talking about. Those times when you're lying in bed, staring at the ceiling, and everything just feels heavy. The other day, I was reading Philippians 4 and 13, and it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it got me to thinking. It got me to thinking about real strength and what does it look like. Sometimes we think strength means never feeling discouraged, but that's not it at all. Real strength is when discouragement comes knocking. First thing. One of the first things I've learned, don't run from it. When that wave of discouragement hits, our instinct is to distract ourselves. We scroll through social media, then watch TV, just anything that will try to numb that feeling. But here's the truth. Discouragement is like that persistent neighbor. It's just going to keep knocking until you open the door and deal with it. I remember years ago, I was at the lowest point in my career at the time. I had moved up the ranks at this company I was just proud to be a part of, only to be laid off without any potential jobs lined up or even a severance package. Everything I tried seemed to fail. I would participate in long phone interviews, drive long distance for interviews. I was even attempting to go after positions I was way underqualified for. It was like every door that I knocked on just stayed closed. The temptation for me was just to give up and say, maybe, you know, this is just never going to happen for me. But instead, I started to do something different. I began treating my discouragement like a conversation partner rather than an enemy. When discouragement says, you're not good enough, don't argue with it. Instead, ask yourself, what's the one small thing I can do right now to move forward? Maybe it's sending that email you've been putting off. Maybe it's practicing a skill that, you know, that you've been wanting to work on for just, you know, for 15 minutes. Maybe it's something simple just by like making your bed. Action, and even tiny action, is kryptonite to discouragement, is my point. Here's another thing. Discouragement, it often hits hardest when we're isolating ourselves. We think that we're the only ones struggling, the only ones feeling lost. But let me tell you something. Every success story you admire is built on a foundation of moments like these. The difference isn't in whether they felt discouraged, it is what they did next. And we'll be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishedcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. And we are back. Here's something I want you to try. Start building what I call a courage circle. These are people who get it, who've been there before. They can remind you of who you are when you start to forget. And yes, this includes your relationship with God or whoever your higher power is that you believe in. There's something powerful about remembering that you are a part of something bigger than your own circumstances. Also, let's talk about perspective for a sec. Discouragement, it just has this sneaky way of making us feel like everything is permanent, thinking this is just how it's going to be. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to think back on your life. How many times has that actually been true? How many times did things eventually shift, change, or transform in ways you couldn't have predicted? You know what else? Try this. Keep what I call a victory journal. Write down every small win, every moment of progress, every kind word someone speaks over you. When discouragement hits, pull out that journal. Or if you like, write it in your phone. Remember, just remember who you are. Remember that what you've overcome. And like my mom would always say back in the day, remember, this too shall pass. And here's something crucial. Take care of your physical health. Discouragement loves to visit when you run down, when you haven't slept, when you're trying to survive on just coffee and willpower. Get yourself some rest. Hit the gym or work out. Eat something that is good for you and not necessarily good to you. And sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is take a nap. Let's be real. There will be days when all feels impossible. Days when you can barely lift your head up, let alone your spirits. And that's okay. That's just being human. On those days, just do the next thing. Just the next one. And that'll be enough. Remember, discouragement isn't a sign that you're doing something wrong. It's often a sign that you're doing something important. And opposition doesn't mean you're going in the wrong direction. Sometimes it just means that you are finally going in the right one. So to everyone listening that's in that place right now, you are not alone. You're not failing. You're not falling behind. You're just in the middle of your story. And remember, every great story has chapters that will feel like it will never end, but they do. And often they end up being the chapters that matter the most. So keep going. Keep hoping, keep taking those tiny steps forward. And remember, strength isn't about never feeling discouraged. It's about what you do when discouragement comes to visit. This is a reminder that you got this, not because you're superhuman, but because you're wonderfully human, with all the resilience and grace that comes with it. So until next time, be kind to yourself. You're doing better than you think. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor, and it would mean the world to me if you would share this episode with just one person. And let's be more than podcast friends. Hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, or find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can join the email list and have access to all our social media outlets. And I'll leave you with this, friends. Be intentional with your words, be intentional with your thoughts, and be intentional with your actions. And always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.